Breaking windows. I pulled back the strong elastic of the catapult and let the stone fly out of the window and across the road. Immediately, we ducked down, afraid of being seen if the stone reached its target and smashed a window. We waited. Was it safe? Slowly, Graham peered over the windowsill and trained his binoculars on the house across the street. "I think that missed," he whispered. "Load another stone and let's go again." From his parents' upstairs bedroom window, we'd been trying to smash neighbours' windows for about an hour. "Why?" "We were bored, and this seemed like an exciting thing to do. We were only 11. We were also out of stones. Just as we were about to go down to Graham's garden to collect some more, we heard my father's angry voice calling us. Graham and I looked at each other in silence. Had we been discovered by one of the neighbours? We slowly made our way downstairs and saw my dad standing in front of the open front door, his fists clenched by his side. His eyes were large and scary, his face red with anger. The neighbour in the house opposite had seen us firing stones from the open window and told my father. "What have you been doing?" he shouted, the vessels in his eyes bulging red with blood. He took me roughly by the arm and led me across the road to the neighbour's front door. I looked shamefully at the broken glass, and the seriousness of the situation hit me like a lightning bolt. We could have seriously hurt someone. I rang the doorbell and apologised to my neighbour. I promised to pay for the broken window from my paper round money and swore that I would never do anything like this again. My neighbour must have seen the look of shame on my face and accepted my apology gracefully. I did pay for the window, and Graham and I found other ways to alleviate our boredom.